Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
It makes me sad. It makes me sad.
Let's go any more stuff. Yeah. Let's do that.
It makes me sad.
Come on, Bob!
Thanks, Isaac. And you.
Wow, I bought all the looks.
Germany's a great city.
Hey, yeah, beautiful hair. What?
Yeah. Package. Should I go right? Should I go left? Damn it. How do I get in that little girl's toilet?
My son is an idiot.
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
Space Force.
Head coach.
God.
What?
Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
I do knew that.
I got something's on.
That's 50% stupid.
I was wondering what your breakfast. Your spirit or your body?
Or your body?
Oh, the great Tom Hardy.
How's everybody doing
Jordan
out there?
Milata. Not good. You see another plane went down?
Yeah, I'm watching the coverage right now.
Dude, that video is insane.
That one, not a commercial one, though.
It was a Learjet. I guess it was a... it was like a life flight thing.
It was a medical plane.
Medical plane. And there was a patient on board with a family member, and that's not... that they were heading to Branson to get some sort of treatment, and...
I thought they were going to Springfield.
But it was they were landing at the Branson Airport. Springfield, Missouri, Branson, Missouri. Heading to Missouri. And the plane was on fire. It looked like a missile. It hit the ground at 300-plus mile an hour. It was
straight nosedive into a
fireball. Straight nosedive, on fire already. And have you seen the video of the dude on fire afterwards?
No, I saw the video of the dude at the drive-thru who just kind of turned around and got the whole thing behind him.
Dude, there is like, everyone has video of this, and it's insane, but... Now, again, be careful, because everything's coming out. But it does appear that it hit. Like, we know everyone on board was dead. I think there were 6 people. There was a pilot, a crew, the patient, a family member. But it hit, like, in a residential area. And there's a video of what appears to be a guy that got caught. He ended up on fire because of the plane. And he's, like, kind of stumbling away from the plane wreck, and he just... the Human Torch. And someone was like, dude, is that a survivor? I'm like, no. No one walked away from that crash on fire. It was just probably some dude that was just sitting there minding his own business, and then fiery ball came at him.
You know, a lot of ways to go, you know?
Yeah, that may be the worst.
Burning alive would be horrible.
Yeah.
What about falling off of a balcony while doing a threesome sex scene?
Yeah, by the way, I've immediately put up my... Something doesn't make sense here.
Yes, an OnlyFans porn star.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is interesting. Yeah, why wouldn't you just say an OnlyFans star?
Yeah, because the OnlyFans model...
Well, because not everyone on OnlyFans does porn. Some people just have accounts and they do stuff.
No, they...
Seriously, not everyone does porn.
Well, I get that, but...
I think they're just pointing out that this is one of those porn-doing OnlyFans people.
Lesser than.
Lesser than. Well, she was having a threesome.
Yeah.
And I would like to know...
Doing a couple guys.
She was in Brazil.
She was in Brazil.
She was hot.
Her name was Anna Pauly.
Yeah.
That's not her real name, but no. That's what she goes by, Anna Pauly. And, she was at a 4-star hotel, and this was January 23rd, a very intense lovemaking scene, they say.
Evidently.
And she fell off off the balcony.
Well, all right. First off.
Did she fall?
So they got two dudes who were there, both of them.
Not her boyfriend.
Not the boyfriend, which I found interesting.
Who released the statement.
Yeah, so.
That's the weirdest part of this whole thing.
Yeah,
to
the boyfriend's like heartbroken. I'm like, well, that's all right. All I'm saying is, what are the odds that there was a I'm trying to think in my head how a three-way on a balcony leads to the girl falling and neither one of the guys. And they
boinked her right off.
And the. And the authorities say that both dudes have different versions of what happened.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, dude, they Peter Panned her ass off that balcony.
For what?
Why would they do that?
I don't know. I'm not here to judge anyone, but I'm guessing that these aren't necessarily the most, upright citizens in the world.
I bet they're upright.
Not anymore.
Yeah, why would you? You know, I'm sensing an awful lot of judginess from you.
I'm not judging.
This.
I'm not judging.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I am not. I'm simply saying, what I'm asking,
they're
again,
probably
this,
good dudes.
This is, whenever I hear stories, you know, my BS antenna goes up.
Lucky dudes.
So what are the odds?
Yeah, it's where the hard dudes are.
So you're telling me that she was dangling over the balcony? And,
well, let's think about this.
I'm trying to figure out a scenario. Well, what sexual position could two dudes and a girl be in on a balcony where she goes over the balcony, but neither guy does?
Well, maybe one of them was taking a break. I could see how it would happen between two people.
Yeah, you got to take breaks. Don't I know that?
We need to take one of those.
Isn't the whole point of the threesome that it's all happening at once?
Well, yeah, they switch off and stuff, though.
I don't think that's the way that goes.
No?
I don't know what videos you've been watching. I've never seen one where you tag out. That's not the Macho Maniacs.
Hey, dude, it's your turn now.
The Warrior's not tagging in the Macho Man. It's the same time. So, in what scenario? Or is it possible that three, whatever people, someone got upset at someone and threw the other one and threw the other one off the balcony, and now they're both telling a story, and yet it's a different story? You would think that they would have the same story.
What are their stories?
It just says that when I was reading TMZ, it says that the authorities are investigating this as possible foul play. Uh-oh. And that both actors have conflicting stories about how it all went down.
It's nice they call them actors.
Yeah. I mean,
they were performing.
I think they are performing.
Was there a cameraman?
See, here's the thing. They
I guess
said
you don't need a camera.
They say they're scouring her.
Well, yeah. It should be on film.
It should be on film. Look, they threw her off that balcony.
Someone says it sounds like the plot to a Nick Cage movie. I would watch that movie.
Bet you would.
I'd watch this movie.
Bet you would.
Dude, they threw her off that balcony, right?
But for what?
Yeah, I don't really get.
Like, what would
I mean,
be the
maybe,
incentive
but
to?
Why? Like, right. I don't
how, know. How about,
it
you
doesn't
know,
seem that obvious.
The, a payment dispute. You know, I don't know. It, something.
Well, you're not going to get your money now.
Something happened in the act of the sweet, sweet lovemaking. Who knows?
Or she might have just been kind of repositioning herself. And what?
Brazilian authorities are digging into the details of her death as two male scene performers are telling completely different stories about what went down during the wild final hookup.
What do you mean final?
We need to know what the two stories are.
The co-stars, who are also OnlyFans performers, were released after questioning, but the homicide unit is not ruling out foul play.
Okay.
Cops are checking the CCTV, grilling the staff, and digging through Anna's phone as they piece together what really happened. Dude, they threw her off the balcony. Come on.
I don't know.
By the way, the autopsy results aren't out yet. I got a good idea what the autopsy is going to say. They threw her off the balcony.
Well, unless it's something like she OD'd and they wanted to make it look like she jumped and they did something else. Like, now, the autopsy could tell a different story.
Now, Anna's boyfriend, Pedro Henrique, wasn't part of the accident. He took to social media. He's heartbroken.
Ooh, text line has a good idea. What if she laughed at one of their little weens?
See, yeah, something happened.
Well, they said final act.
Like, final act.
As if there had been other acts.
No. Something went
down.
Was
this the grand finale scene? Maybe they were like...
I just would like someone to please lay out how the threesome ended with her going over.
Well, like I said, maybe they were trying to make it a big scene.
Does it?
Someone else says, talk about the deleted scenes people want to see.
Ooh, yeah. I don't want to see that.
Well, I mean, like the authorities do.
Oh.
Yeah, and someone's saying, there must have been a cameraman. Well, they probably just had the phone
out
recording.
Not anymore. You just set
up a tripod. Which means this thing is going to be on film, unless it's not on film. In that case, they threw her off the balcony and were like, and the phone is gone.
All right, well, very sad news.
It is sad news. Yeah. I don't want to see her go.
We have a dead young woman.
Yes, she's in the prime of whatever she was doing.
Her life.
Yeah.
She's doing OnlyFans, dude. Yeah. They make a lot of money.
You do make a lot of money. So
don't
much.
Act like if you weren't a hot girl, you wouldn't be on OnlyFans doing it.
Oh,
because you would.
Yeah.
I know you. You do it.
There's a guy that walks around Miami, and he just asks hots what they do, and it's like, it's all content creator, and he's like OnlyFans, and they all just kind of smirk. It's just, it's a golden age of hots right now. And yes.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
You'd do it.
Absolutely. 100%. Seen some of the money? It's insane.
I have a story of cyber fart bullying.
What?
That is right in our wheelhouse.
Yeah. Did you have not read about this yet?
No, but I've seen where video games are hoping to incorporate within a year or two smells.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Smell-o-vision?
Well, like the controller now rumbles and vibrates depending on what happens. Yeah. And they're saying the next thing that is coming soon is that you will be able to have smells. Yeah. I don't know if that's good. I don't know if it's good or not. Because you know where that's going to lead. It's an OnlyFans thing is happening.
Ah, yeah.
Smell this.
All right. Cyber fart bullying is a thing. Next on The Fan. Now to cyber fart bullying.
Yeah, talk to me.
A Welsh woman was fined and hit with a restraining order for sending her boyfriend's ex-partner a series of videos of herself farting as part of a bizarre harassment campaign.
Right in the butt?
I find that hilarious.
Her name is Rhiannon Evans. She is only 25 years old.
Yeah, and she's a farter.
She pestered her beau's ex, whose name is Deborah, with multiple videos of herself laughing while cutting the cheese directly into the camera.
I'm sorry, that's amazing.
It is amazing. Why is this the first of its kind?
If you want to know if it's true love...
I feel like Suk would have invented this.
Yeah, this is fantastic. The idea that your woman's like, yeah, your ex is a real bitch, check this out. And she just farts at her?
And she's laughing while doing it?
I'm sorry. It's petty, but it's hilarious. And we all know it's hilarious.
Well, the prosecutor, Diane Williams...
He did not.
...did not think that it was that great.
You can get in trouble for that?
Oh, yeah. She got in charge.
She said, you get in trouble for sending a fart?
It was purely malicious. She was smirking throughout. She found it hilarious.
It was malicious.
The victim did not.
Fecal distribution.
That's right.
Who knew farting?
Fecal distribution.
So if I send you a video of me just farting, I'm not nude or anything, I'm just farting, it'd be one thing if it was a close-up of like, you know, it's like a fisheye view of it, but come on.
Oh, no.
We need to grow up a little bit here.
Evans sent the videos of the sickening squeakers over the course of the Christmas holiday, with other footage being sent on Boxing Day and New Year's Eve. The impetus for the harassment is a child contact dispute between Evans' partner and Miss Deborah.
there's nothing that says we can figure out how to take care of our kid like farting at the exes.
Right. Evans' lawyers argued that their glassy client, gassy client, excuse me, was drunk at the time she sent the taunting toot tapes, and that she suffered from mental health problems. No way.
Why do we have to make excuses? Why can't it just be, I find this hilarious? I don't get how that's illegal.
I think they're saying, well, it's not really her fault.
You know,
she didn't know what she was doing. She's crazy. Her lawyer also claimed that Evans did not know sending the videos was a criminal offense and wondered why the woman receiving the unwanted messages simply did not block her phone number.
Yeah, exactly.
However, the winds did not break in her favor. In the court.
Is this the Post, by the way? This is genius writing.
It's New York.
I mean, listen.
Yeah, it's New York Post.
It can be pretty lowbrow, but their descriptors and alliteration here with all the fart stuff, pretty top-notch.
Look, there is no better website for our show right now than the New York Post.
It's like 60% of the links that I send you.
They just have all kinds of stuff on there.
They're doing great work, including cyber fart bullying.
That's right.
Now, what happens now, if we ever get to the point, like on the PlayStation, where you can add smell, now I get why that's bullied. Like, you open up your phone, and someone's like, and then the smell accompanies it? That's bullying. But this, I appeal this conviction if you are. This is malicious fecal distribution. I kind of want to send a fart video right now to somebody.
This is malicious fecal distribution.
She pleaded guilty to pursuing a course of conduct amounting to harassment. She was given 15 rehabilitation sessions, 60 days of alcohol abstinence monitoring, and a 2-year restraining order for
you can't
that.
Just say, I'm sorry, you have to quit booze for 2 months?
How great is it? Like, you're in counseling, and they're like, what are you in for? Farting.
They're like, are you sorry yet? And you're like, yeah, it's my 12th session out of 15. I was sorry at the first one. Like, what else do you want?
I know.
Jeez.
Can't do it.
No.
I'm sorry I was drunk. I shouldn't have. Can that just be the end of it?
No. Apparently not.
Not there.
You have to learn
The only thing that I was thinking of, like, revenge, exes being petty and awful to one another.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I can think of that kind of rivals that is, do you remember the story of the dude? And I can't remember if it was the guy or the girl. I think it was the woman who got the guy, but it may be the other way around. Mm-hmm. Where they split up and got a divorce. She went and bought a house. Or maybe he bought the house.
The story is, it was a rich guy and his wife divorced him, and she got the house in the settlement. So
he bought a bunch of house next door.
So he bought the house next door, and the best part of the house that he had to give up, it had this stellar view of the water. I think it was in like Malibu. So he bought the house next door, and right in front of her view, he erected a giant metal statue of a middle finger. So every time she looked out the window at her $1 million view, it was just a big metal bird.
I heard one that was like kind of random, but like I guess it would be consistent. And like this dude whose wife left him and then married somebody else, when she got remarried, he sent the wedding present of a lifetime subscription to TV Guide magazine, and it comes every month as a reminder of him. He's like, I just want you to think about me in your marriage every month, like when you get this thing in the mail. And that was his thing.
I love pettiness.
Are you kidding me? 30 years, you kept getting the TV Guide every month. Ah, damn it, that guy again.
I don't want to be petty, but God, sometimes it's hilarious.
You have the middle finger monument.
Yeah.
That's in Vermont.
Vermont.
Yeah, and it's really something.
It's the ultimate FU.
And I think it made her so mad that I think she tried to take that along. Like, look at this.
Yeah, she sued.
Yes, because she was like, dude, that, look at that thing. It's enormous, and it's way up in the air, and it's lit up, and it's just him flipping her off.
I love that he got divorced, and they're like, are you moving far away from your ex? Nope, moving next door. Why? So I can erect this middle finger. I mean, if you had to give up your, like, super nice house, isn't that the best revenge is to move next door to the woman that hates you? And then just have a series. I would just have a series of hots. You know, it just a series of hots stroll through there on a regular basis. Oh, it's good times.
It's at the top of like this. I don't know. Like, Think of a ski lift pole.
Yeah.
It's that high. She cannot miss.
No.
Every time she wants to look out her window.
You can't enjoy that house anymore.
You really can't. And it's still there.
Still there.
Apparently.
Yeah, she sued, and the judge
was like, no.
Yeah, the judge was like, no. And he's like, it's his property. He can do whatever he wants.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. It's like the guy that wouldn't sell to Trump and then wrote, like, F you on the barn.
How about, on that note, did you see the guy who, Buckley showed me this one the other day. He's in, where is that guy? Pakistan, I think? Where he said no to, they wanted to buy his house, mm-hmm. to buy him out.
Oh,
so they
yeah,
could
yeah.
build
this is China, I think.
So they could build a freeway?
This is in China.
He said
oh,
no.
Oh, they built around it.
They built around yeah, it, built and around. It is so good.
Yeah, I've
China.
Seen it.
They totally yeah. hosed him.
Yes. He is stuck. I mean, it's...
He has to, like, go through a tunnel to get out his front door.
Yeah, his house is worthless now.
Dude, you got to read
he
that.
Could, he could never sell it. I've seen that before.
Have you seen the photos of it?
If it's the
Look
same, if it's the same one. Yeah. It's just...
Dude.
He has to go through a
it's
tunnel.
It's like cars just humming by his house at all times, and it's yeah. down below the freeway.
Should have sold.
And they have to walk under the... They have to walk through like a tunnel to get to his house.
Should have sold. Sometimes you fight the man, and the man wins.
He says he does regret not having yes. accepted the package yes. In the first place.
Yeah, he ended up saying, like, I feel like I gambled and lost. Yeah, dude, I would say so.
You sure as hell did. All right, here's Buck with SportsCenter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
We have now launched into a discussion of petty petty X.
Everyone knows someone that's been through one of these.
I don't think I...
You don't?
Well, some of these stories, like Buck found a thread. It was like some...
Somebody's compiling stories that men and women have shared over the years.
Yeah, some woman said that she saw her ex in a store, and so she told security that they were shoplifting. Which, you know, is funny... But also probably terribly inconvenient for the guy.
Yeah. I mean, it could throw off your whole day. Yeah. If you're... Yeah.
Somebody else said that she and her husband got a divorce, and all the guy wanted was this really expensive bottle of champagne that they had been gifted.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, no. And he was like, well, it was gifted to me. So I want half. Well, she eventually held out, but she went over to his house and took the bottle. And poured half of it out on the porch and said, there's your half, you little bitch. And took her half home.
Took her half. I have one of my buddies, it wasn't during a divorce, it was just during an argument. My buddy called me and said, hey, this was many, many moon ago. He called me and said, hey, do you want to meet at Nordstrom after the show? He goes, I got to pick up a couple things and then we'll go to dinner. I was like, yeah, sure. And so I met him at Nordstrom after the show, and I thought he was, you know, just, I don't know, picking up a pair of pants or had something tailored, whatever. And when I showed up, he had a personal shopper and, like, a mound of clothes. And I was like, what in the hell? And I guess he came home from work, and his wife was unhappy, so she had gone into the closet, put everything back, But every pair of pants was cut off at the knees. Every pair of underwear or shorts had the crotch cut out. Every shirt had the sleeves cut off of it and then put it on.
God, resourceful little bitch.
What did he do?
I don't even remember. This is like 15 years ago.
Are you kidding me?
I was like, well, yeah, I guess that does mean you have to pick up a few things at Nordstrom. And it was bad. I couldn't help it. We both just started laughing because, you know, what are you going to do?
What did you say that someone said they took the little turntable out of the microwave? Yeah,
they just took the turntable out of the microwave. Just left with that. Someone else says...
I love the pettiness of it.
Someone else here says that she broke up with me over email, so I subscribed her work email account to as many spam emails as I could, about 200 different subscriptions in total,
hell yeah.
50 of which were sex toy newsletters. enjoy the updates on the horse-sized things that they are offering.
All right. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right.
The petty. I can't get enough of the petty stories. Buck was just reading.
Yeah, there's a lot of pettiness out there.
A lot of pettiness.
Well, you guys have a great weekend, okay? Right. You know, it's Buck's 40th birthday weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because his 40th birthday is on Monday.
Is this why you're not wearing a hat and your hair's combed?
No, I got a haircut before I came here today. That's why.
It looks good.
Thanks. So,
what?
Yeah.
What?
Boy, that's a D move right there.
What?
At first, I thought you were being serious. That's
I
a,
was.
That's a disingenuous.
You're looking
that
around
looks
all
good.
Strange now.
What? Look at it, Soup, for him to say the same.
That's a D move right
he
there.
He did not back me up that your haircut
that's
looks good.
That's a D move right
because
there.
Because he doesn't think it looks good.
I thought
and now
you were being sarcastic.
He's deflecting.
No one ever sees my hair anyways. It's fine.
Your hair, I got to be honest with you, it doesn't look like you got a haircut. It's the same hair.
No, it's shorter.
Well, and it's the other thing, too, is I really hate it when it starts to get shaggy around the ears, and I'm wearing headphones.
Me too.
You wouldn't be able to tell that anyways.
No one noticed my haircut today.
Did you cut your hair today? It looks like you might have a little one-day stubble. No?
You tied a razor, bitch.
I try to look good for you guys, and you don't care.
No, we don't.
You don't care.
Guys don't care about stuff like that. We just want to have beers, man.
This is 5 o'clock side hair. It happens to the best of us.
Everybody have a great weekend. We
Monday.
Well, two of us are back Monday, but Buck's taking the day off to do... He has no plans
either.
We'll
see you next Tuesday.
He's going to revel in John Buckley birthday presents.
Maybe.
We'll see you Monday, 3 to 7. I'm taking it.